This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that awesome introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, having defended that title for, get this, better than 35 years. So straight up today, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts, of course. Talk a little pro wrestling if you want as well, but open phone lines all around the planet. I'll throw this out at the top of the hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And, of course, the text line, the guilt-free, no commitment, Ring Talk text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Straight up, boxing, of course, on DAZN and ESPN as well. The apps are taking over boxing. It's cool. I dig it. I'm paying the money, and it's not much money when you think about all the fights you get. Some fights are good. Some fights not so good. Jarrell Miller, of course, the heavyweight hope out of the East Coast. What can I say? Any guy that steps in the ring at 317 pounds should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. That's just the way it is. And the guy that he fought last night, he had balls the size of a hamster. If that, it was a mental breakdown. He could have beat him physically, but he broke down mentally. Straight up, it was a sad night for the Russians. Straight up, you tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, from San Francisco, California. The WBO 140-pound champion, Maurice Hooker, was probably the star of the week. He retained that WBO 140-pound title with a stoppage to Mr. Saucedo. Of course, that was taking place in Oklahoma this past week on ESPN. Straight up, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
You ought to be having fun, baby. If you're not having fun, you're not enjoying life. Straight up, we take it to the, kind of say, the paradise of sports. Of course, Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, bringing John Signorella. Johnny, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great today, Pedro. How are you, my man?
I'm excellent. Let's talk boxing. DAZN had a good weekend, as did ESPN.
Yes, Maurice Hooker on ESPN versus Alex Acevedo for the WBO 140-pound title. Great shootout, great firefight. Hooker down early, comes back and rallies, takes out Acevedo with a nonstop barrage of punishment. Referees got to stop the fight. One hell of a fight, Pedro. On DAZN, we had Miller, as you had mentioned last night, against Bogdan Nadeau. Now, here's what's up with Nadeau. I mean, he was doing okay in round one, but it was more of a mental breakdown than it was a physical beatdown, Pete.
That's what I saw. He just fell apart mentally, man. You know, I won't mention the guy's name because he's in the hospital. He got in a motorcycle accident of late, but he was a 130-pound contender from San Francisco, or a fringe contender. Anyway, he got in there with the number one guy from South Africa, the IBF number one contender, on a Tony Lopez undercard, and he was kicking the snot at him for six rounds, and then he just fell apart. He just fell apart. So, you know, the mental breakdowns, it was evident last night that Mr. Nadeau didn't have much confidence in himself.
Yeah, he didn't bring his sack, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. But anyway, who did was Brandon Rios, man. As always, in a fun fight against Ramon Alvarez, Canelo's brother. They fought at a catchweight 152. Brandon Rios looking like he was enjoying some buffets out here in Vegas alongside me. But he got the stoppage last night via TKO-9 and moves to 35-4-1. Probably will go down to 147, but I think that's very dangerous at this juncture for Rios, who, you know, was knocked out bad by Danny Garcia and now, you know, had three fights with Mikey Alvarado that were very damaging. So we see what happens there. Gabe Rosado also fought against Luis Ariz last night. Not a great fight, a draw at middleweight. And Carissa Shields did her thing, capturing the WBC middleweight title in addition to her WBA and IBF title, which took out Hannah Rankin via unanimous decision over 10 rounds.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. If I never see Clarissa Shields fight again, it'll be too soon. I'm sorry, man. She doesn't do anything for me. And if she's the face of women's boxing, well, good luck with the masses, but you ain't making it with Pedro.
Well, here's what's up. She's got no power. She's got talent, but not much power. I'd like to see Cecilia Brakes move up, who's fighting on HBO in their last card, December 8th. Brakus is fighting at 147. If we could get those two at 154, Cecilia Brakus, in my opinion, would expose Clarissa Shields. She's a good fighter, Clarissa is, and I like her story and I like her passion. But if you got no power, man, you bore me. I fall asleep on the couch watching these things, man. Okay.
Johnny Sig, what's happening in hour number two?
Hour number two, we're talking about the rest of the year. We still got a great calendar, in particular in December. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, December 1st. Man, I'm pumped for that one.
Good enough. Johnny Sig returns in hour number two. Now we take it from Las Vegas, Nevada, to Southern California, where I hope the state isn't burning down. The Godfather, Larry Merchant. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. A day here and there. I have to lock myself in the house to avoid the ashes of fires, up in Malibu, but it seems under control at the moment.
Well, the fog moved in up here, and you know what that means. The smoke is gone. It just moved. This fog just moves the smoke. I don't know where it moves it. Either it moves it inland or outward or wherever it goes, but the smoke is gone. I do want to mention this, though. The Glen Park Hardware Store charge four times the average price for these bogus masks that people are putting on their face, which are no help in these in regarding the smoke whatsoever, but four times the normal amount. And this was all over the newspaper this morning. So shame on you, the Glen Park hardware store over there in San Francisco, California. So Godfather, let's talk boxing a little bit. Of course, the apps are taken off, but HBO's having one more card, and Johnny just mentioned that. Of course, the females will be part of that. But I got to tell you, I watched Clarissa Shields, and you heard me. I don't ever want to see her again.
I can't tell you much about Clarissa Fields. It is a problem in going over the top that for women's boxing that very few women have the kind of significant power to change a fight around, to install drama, and so on. Many of them are talented and athletic, but not the kind of power we're used to seeing on the highest levels of professional men's boxing.
Good point. And speaking of professional men's boxing, Jarrell Miller, the the unbeaten heavyweight, and I say heavyweight, I mean heavyweight, from Brooklyn, New York, I believe. He was appearing last night on DAZN from Kansas, of all places, because that's where Brandon Rios was from. Of course, Brandon sold a few tickets last night in fighting Canelo's brother. And Canelo, first of all, Canelo's brother, he would have a difficult time winning the Golden Gloves over here. I really think he should look for another line of work. So that's a story for another day. And I thought Gabe Rosado, I watched the film of him last night. I watched it real close, Godfather. He's got a lot of zits in his lower back, and he's almost 30 years old, and you shouldn't have acne or anything like that, unless maybe you're messing around with Flintstone vitamins. What I mean by that is steroids. That's a sort of sign of steroids. And they put his robe right on him right away. I mean, they didn't. Anyway, it just looks suspicious to me. Maybe that's the private investigator in me. But December the 1st, are tickets moving any faster down there in L.A.?
I haven't seen anything in the last week. There was one article in which it was reported that there were about 8,000 seats sold. I think all in, you can probably get 10,000 more people into the Staples Center for a big fight. It hasn't had much publicity around here because of the football season with the colleges, USC and UCLA, and the pros, the Rams and the Chargers. And, of course, the start of the professional basketball season. So it's a bit of an uphill battle, but I expect from Thanksgiving on they will be hustling the fight, and then we'll see what kind of an attraction that Wilder is.
Talking to L.A. Sports with Larry Merchant, what kind of impact is LeBron James having on Tinseltown?
I think significant. People are used to seeing elite, athletes perform in L.A., and they're winning one and losing one with a mediocre team except for him. But he has some great nights in which he shows that he's the best player of his time and an extraordinary athlete personality.
What if I told you that I expect Kevin Durant to sign with the Lakers this year? Would that improve the Lakers' chances of being a major player in the playoffs or what?
I suppose so. I also suppose that often too much is made of the elite athlete in basketball in particular having a profound impact on a team. LeBron is obviously beyond just being an elite athlete, but he's the rare exception to the rule.
Interesting. Okay. We're talking with Larry Merch, of course, Sports in General. You tune to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's nice. We come to you twice, of course, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Godfather, you got some more time for us? Can you spend another segment with us here?
Sure. I'm interested. I was very interested in that Saucedo-Hooker fight the other night.
Fantastic. It was a WBO Rumble from Oklahoma. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Tower of power to the break. Only so much oil in the ground. That's why it's $3.50 a gallon.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Yeah! 24 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 years of radio presence. You could be doing a million things right now, but if you're listening to the show, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. This past week, of course, the WBO 140-pound title was on the line. Maurice Hooker remaining undefeated, taking out Mr. Saucedo. And I got to say this, Mighty Mo Godfather, he looks like he's a force to be reckoned with at 140 pounds.
Well, Hooker, with his length, and according to the report on the fight, had a reach for a 140-pounder as long as Vladimir Klitschko, who weighed only 100 pounds more, and he knew what to do with it. You recall a few weeks ago we saw Mikey Garcia take down, what was his name, Robert Easter,
yeah,
who had a significant reach advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But Garcia knew how to make what was supposed to be a disadvantage into an advantage for him by fighting on the inside selectively and controlling the fight. But this time, the longer guy got up off the floor,
yeah,
in the second round,
yeah,
gathered himself over the next couple of rounds, and administered a pretty bad beating to the young fighter, Saucedo. Upset a lot of plans that Top Rank may have had for Saucedo. But now Hooker climbs up there and looks like he could compete with the likes of Terence Crawford and Regis Progreus, Jose Ramirez. So the best laid plans of promoters oftentimes become better plans because the fighters have different plans.
Okay. You brought up Mikey Garcia and Errol Spence. They had a press conference this week. I don't know how to say this, Godfather. I've never seen such a size disparity in shoulders in my entire. I know shoulders don't win fights, but when you're looking at these two guys together, you say to yourself, geez, that must be like a middleweight and that must be like a lightweight. It's that much of a difference. I mean, these guys, the size difference is incredible.
Well, you are correct. Spence looks like a small middleweight. I think he's had some fights at junior middleweight. He's a big, really strong welterweight fighter. Fighting a guy who's moved up from the featherweight division to the lightweight division.
Yeah.
And has been an exceptional talent. I think he's one of the best fighters on the planet, as is Spence. And I, as I've said before, I think the calculation by Garcia is I'm going to take on this big, strong, undefeated force. I'm going to box him and do my best to beat him. I'm going to make by far the biggest payday of my life. If I win, good for me. If I lose, I can still go on and fight Lomachenko and Crawford and others. But I admire what Garcia is doing as an athlete and as a businessman. And I wish more fighters would take those risks.
Speaking of risks, I think Canelo's brother should get a day job maybe at 7-Eleven or something because he really looked inept last night. I'm not going to go into depth on that one. Manuel Char, who supposedly Godfather, and I didn't know this, maybe you might know it, he was a WBA regular heavyweight champion. I don't know what regular means, but that means outside of the irregular, I guess. He was 31-4, 17 KOs, suspended by the WBA, the world of bunko and anarchy, if there ever was one. Okay, they suspended him for substance abuse. In other words, he tested positive for steroids. You ever heard of him?
I've heard of him. I've never laid eyes on him, and he is not listed in the top 10 of the ring ratings. So I can't tell you more than that.
Okay, back to women's boxing for a second. I just got a text here saying I'm sexist. And No. I mean, you know, some women fights are entertaining. I mean, you know, they are. But I think that you had a point there. They can't close the show for the most part. And they've even tried to make them more entertaining by having them go 2-minute rounds instead of 3-minute rounds. So all in all, I think that women's boxing has been an experiment that just hasn't worked. I've been around a little while, and You know, I watched Christy Martin and people like that make some money. She made a few bucks. But
Lucia Riker?
Lucia Riker was, listen, Godfather, I was part of that pay-per-view team that was going to do the Lucia Riker, Christy Martin thing. I got an advance on it for advertising, the whole nine yards. Everybody got a few bucks in advance, and the promotion fell apart when Christy Martin wouldn't sign.
Well, Lucia Riker was the best women's fighter I've ever seen, and she did have striking power.
Yeah.
I saw her in Freddie Roach's gym sparring with men, and it was advantage striker. So occasionally someone like that comes along, and if they get the right exposure, and they might be able to create some excitement, and if there's others of that class. But so far there have been a lot of attempts for some decades now to give shots to women fighters, and they just haven't been able to grab the spotlight.
Good point. Check it out, the upcoming boxing schedule. Saturday, November 24th, which is a very sacred day to me because it was the day that Jack Ruby shot Lee Oswald to death on my sixth birthday, and I didn't get a birthday party that year. So, Godfather, you wonder why I'm obsessed with the Kennedy assassination. That has something to do with it. Anyway, on that day, from the Netherlands, Dennis Lebedev, of course, the guy that almost destroyed your former broadcast partner Roy Jones a couple years ago, 31-2 ticket on Mike Wilson. That same day, HBO is going to go with Dmitry Bivol taking John Pascal. The 30th is going to be Jeff Horn against Anthony Mundine in that battle down there in Australia. Fabio Trujillo, I don't know who these guys are, another zone fight. BT Showtime's going to go with Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. Adonis Stevenson is going to be on the card. Vasyl Lomachenko is going to be on ESPN against a guy by the name of Jose Pedraza, 25-1, 12 KOs. Good schedule, and I'm not even done with the entire year, but that's a good schedule thus far. I mean,
well, it's the spots aligning themselves in the universe that may be the future of boxing in terms of the numbers of fights being magnified, because basically we're getting all the global fights into our phones. And so there will be more of prize fighting coming our way as HBO slips into history. So it goes.
Does that hurt you? Do you feel emotionally struck by the fact that something you were such a major role of for over 30 years and just has gone away, just like in a whimper?
Yeah. As I've described it, it was a bit of a body blow. I was in New York, and I had a call from a reporter who told me about this announcement by HBO, and after I spoke to him for a few minutes, I sat down in a park where I was. And I felt, you know, okay, it's the end of something I was part of. We did good work. And it's time to say so long, champ. And things change. And at this moment, it looks like with Fox coming on with its schedule and Showtime and these digital platforms and ESPN, that nobody's going to miss HBO right away.
Cal Brook, of course, on December 8th as well, fighting across the pond. That's on DAZN. ESPN coming back on the 14th with Gilberto Ramirez, the WBA 168-pound champion. DAZN coming back with Canelo Alvarez versus Rocky Fielding. And Godfather, if ever was a guy that looked like a stiff, I hate to say it like this, but if ever there was a guy that looked like an easy mark, it's this guy, Rocky. I'm telling you, when I looked, I saw a picture and I say to myself, he looks like lunch meat.
Giving a new meaning to the old boxing term of Rocky. Look, they gave a massive contract to Canelo, and for 11 or 12 fights, and they're getting him going by fighting a Brit,
mm-hmm.
where the money came for this new network.
Good point.
And they're going to give him some exposure. It won't be any surprise to me if he fights Lemieux, who is on the undercard, in his next fight. Those are winnable fights in which he can create more and more international excitement. And then we'll see who he goes against. Maybe he'll go against Bernard Jacobs. Maybe he'll go again against Golovkin. Maybe a fight that I imagine could be a serious fight. If Spence beats Garcia, why wouldn't you want to see Spence take on Canelo? So there are all kinds of chances out there, and this is a nice moment for boxing to show what it still has.
Good point. Larry Merchant's our guest. Godfather, I've got a couple questions for you on the other side of the break. You willing to stick around for a few more minutes?
Sure.
You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. 35 years of radio presence. Yeah, I know. Anyway, bottom line is, often imitated, never duplicated, kicking ass 35 years. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. And you've been calling me a couple of bad names of late, but it's cool. I understand. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, the studio text line. 415-275-1613. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and the delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple micro brews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books? We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Books with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your thoughtful guide 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at Books.com and enter HERO, Books.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
And the big fight is coming up. Ali and Frazier, Muhammad Ali. I call him Muhammad Ali because that's what he wants. Oh, yeah, he's a big dude and he hits hard, you know. I'll call him what he wants. But it's good that he's being allowed to work again. As you know, he couldn't work for 3 years. Of course, he had a strange job beating people up. But that was his, you know, his right. He could have that job. Government wanted him to change jobs. Government wanted him to kill people. He thought it over and he said, no, that's where I draw the line. I'll beat him up, but I don't want to kill him. And the government told him, well, if you won't kill him, we won't let you beat him up. And it was all because he didn't want to go to Vietnam, and now we're getting out of Vietnam through Laos and Cambodia. That's got to be the long way. You got to go through China and Russia to get out that way. What are we going to tell them? We'll only be here a short time. Just looking for a trail. Well, maybe they'll go for it. I don't know. Of course, we're only there in Southeast Asia for one reason, to free the people so they can have industry. Isn't that what we do everywhere, I think? We kind of free people and then lay a little industry on them so they can have all the benefits of industry that we have. Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
No, I will not go 10,000 miles from here to help murder and kill another poor people simply to continue the domination of white slave masters over the darker people of the earth.
Can't pass the people, can't pass the hitman.
Muhammad Ali, of course. Prior to that, George Carlin, the iconic comic, no doubt about that. He was like, I saw him in Vegas. Did you ever watch any of his concerts or any of George Carlin? Were you a Carlin fan, Godfather?
I was a Carlin fan. In fact, I once sat next to him on a plane, a short hop from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, and we had an interesting and, on his part, funny conversation. And yes, he was a groundbreaking comedian and a force of nature on the stage.
You know, the people you meet on planes, I remember sitting next to Jesse Jackson in 1989, coming back from a Sugar Ray Leonard training camp, and we sat together from Florida to Chicago, and I pumped him for the entire flight. I did. Anyway, I made him work as far as answering questions, going back and forth, and you just never know who you're going to meet on planes, no doubt about that. And I remember one time I met Pedro Fernandez, the Mexican singer, and I had gotten all kinds of emails because he didn't show up for a concert. This is when the early days of the Internet. And I got all these emails calling my mother all these filthy names and stuff like this, Godfather. And I had no idea why all these people were irate with me in Spanish. I had no idea until I realized it was the wrong Pedro Fernandez. Anyway, back to boxing. We've got the heavyweight championship of the world coming up, of course, December the 1st, the WBC version. Of course, Deontay Wilder, I didn't mention that. But I'm looking at these other schedules here. Major, major fights come. Of course, we mentioned Errol Spence, 24-0, 21 KOs, March 16th on Fox Sports, taking on Mikey Garcia. That's right. All you've got to do is have a regular TV cable program, and you can watch that on Fox Sports. So Fox is stepping up. Has Al Haymon's experiment paid off?
I don't know that it's paid off yet. My guess is it hasn't. But we're at the moment where we're going to find out. If Wilder beats Fury and if Spence
steamrolls
Garcia, we may have two pay-per-view fighters. He's never really developed a pay-per-view fighter outside of Mayweather, I guess, who he helped after Mayweather had already been a star in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He helped to bring him to the next level. But he himself, since he started his stable of fighters, has never been able to guide somebody into that position. And maybe this is the payoff coming.
Keith Thurman's coming back, and I was not too pleased with the opponent. I know he hasn't fought in a while, but Keith Thurman, 28-0, considered one of the considered the cream of the crop, maybe by some, at 147 pounds, taking on Jose Cito Lopez, 36-7, 19 KOs, a shop warrant contender at February 1. That's going to go January 26th from the Barclays Center, home of the New York Nets in Brooklyn, New York. But the fight I'm sort of intrigued about, and they're not, they haven't signed it, or I guess they've signed it, but they're not. Anyway, Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner. I sort of like that.
Well, it's a crowd-pleasing event. Whether it'll be a crowd-pleasing fight or not is another story. Broner hasn't done much since he moved up from lightweight into the higher weights. And he looks like he's designed as an opponent for Pacquiao if he's still got 70% of Pacquiao left in him.
You know, I'm looking at the Fox Sports schedule, and we just mentioned Al Haymon and Premier Boxing Champions, that kind of good stuff. I'm not liking this schedule, Godfather, and I tell you why. This Fox Sports 1 schedule sort of looks like just making your guys win fights. I mean, I'm looking at Danny Garcia's taking on Adrian Granados, who's 20 wins, 6 losses, a couple of draws, 14 KOs. In other words, Errol Spence and Mikey Garcia, that's a name fight, no doubt about it. But I don't think it's going to be competitive after 3 or 4 rounds. And if it is, Errol Spence is a lot less than what we think he is. Lamont Peterson taking on a guy named Sergio Lipnis, who's 14-1. So the Fox Sports schedule, I'm not all that intrigued by
it.
I hope it gets a little better.
Sometimes some quantity, you get quality. Maybe they'll have an occasional good fight. But you're right. One of the reasons that HBO dropped, or the main reason that HBO dropped out of the business with him, is that he wanted to put on all of these one-sided fights where you knew the winner before the fight started.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not HBO's MOS. That was not the kind of thing we were happy doing. And we cut off all contact with him. Now, maybe that helped some others, but until he put some of his top fighters together in meaningful fights in which one of his own fighters can suddenly plummet in stature and another one might rise in stature. It's just another boxing con.
Good point. Speaking of cons, I was reading in the paper this week that we're having racial issues all across the country, and there's no really – you mentioned LeBron James a little earlier as a celebrity athlete, but there is no Muhammad Ali, no Cassius Clay to step up and sort of take to the dice and speak for everybody. Do you see anybody on the foreseeable future in athletics that could do that?
I don't know. I mean, nobody knew about Ali until Ali himself decided to become activated politically at a time when the whole society seemed on fire with activists and politicalization. So it takes not just a particular athlete, but a particular moment when there's so much frazzle going on in the society that at that moment somebody who's popular jumps in and seizes the moment. One could say that that's exactly what Donald Trump did, but he came from the business world. Will there be an athlete who has the trust of a number of people who make sense, who has the voice and the cojones to take the risks of doing that, I suppose there will be. But if you ask me who he is right now, I can't tell you.
But outside of Ali, I mean, I'm going to go back in history a little bit. Outside of Ali, Martin Luther King was slain, of course, in 1968. Those are the only two real leaders the black community has come forward with. Because Jesse Jackson, I mentioned him a little earlier, he didn't fit the mold.
Look, that's like saying, well, who's going to be the Democratic nominee for president in 2020? Nobody knows at the moment, but somebody will rise and achieve that to represent a big part of the country, and maybe have the message and the means to become a political leader. You just can't create that. And King and Ali were, as we know now, very special. They took a lot of risks coming from their worlds at that time, with a war on, when people were expected to be patriotic and raise the flag and sing the national anthem and not question anything that the government did. Well, that was over then. And somebody will, some extraordinary athlete will rise up, but I don't know who that can be. James is a special athlete, and he is in his own way political, but he's not looking to be the voice of the people.
Good point. The wisdom of the Godfather, Larry Mercer, Mr. Hall of Fame himself. Say hello to the Godmother, sir, and we'll talk next week. All the best.
You got it, Pedro. Back at you.
Blessed, folks. That's what we are, blessed to have that man spend some time with us each and every week here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am very appreciative, no doubt about that. He is the one, the only, the HBO Godfather, Larry Mercer. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. After the break, more Ring Talk.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, 35 years now on the radio. Often imitated, but sadly never duplicated. We're looking at the 24th of November, that greatest day, of course, of the year, as far as I'm concerned. But Dennis Lebedev taking on Mike Wilson. Mike Wilson's been on the show in the past, 19-0, 8 knockouts out of Portland, Oregon, of course. I am the one that saved Oregon boxing all by myself. That's right. I'm telling you, because they had this guy, William Bruce Anderson, who was the boxing director up there for a long, long time. In fact, for 5 years, he was making more money than the governor. And I did my research, and I found out he was making like $15,000 or $20,000 more a year than the governor. And he hadn't had a boxing match in the state of Oregon in over 5 years. So this guy's running a boxing commission where there's no boxing. What kind of scam was this? So I ran his social security number, and it came back to 1985. In other words, this guy's ID was put together in 1985. So therefore, I surmise he was a government employee, a part of a witness protection program type of thing, because he's making more money than the governor in the state of Oregon on a state of Oregon payroll? Come on, something's up. Anyway, of course, ABC7. Was it ABC7 or one of the ABC affiliate in Portland, Oregon? I sicked them on him, and I had them chasing him down the street. Within a couple of days, he resigned. And, of course, boxing returned to Oregon shortly thereafter. So, yes, I will take the credit for the resurrection of boxing in the state of Oregon. So, everybody up there, South City Joey, you know what's happening. Hey, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two still coming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, talking mixed martial arts and boxing. Of course, the MMA world coming alive, I guess, with the debut. And he'll be a champion soon. And I call him the debut as far as main events are concerned and pay-per-views. But, wow. Brian Ortega, undefeated. He's a marvelous kid, a fantastic personality. He's smart. I hope the residual effects of combat sports don't take any effects on him, at least not too soon, but he's almost brilliant. He can speak both Spanish and English, bilingual, Mexican-American, come to us from the mean streets of L.A., a nice kid. And I think he's the future of mixed martial arts. I think he's like going to be the Canelo Alvarez of mixed martial arts. I really think he is. And you think that Canelo Alvarez is just some stiff from across the Mexican border that puts on boxing gloves. He signed a contract, get this, for $375 million. Let me say that again. $375 million. He is the highest paid athlete in the entire world. Okay, bar none. This Mexican kid slinging leather from across the border. So straight up, boxing's coming back, folks, and boxing's back in a big way, no doubt about it. I talked about the Zone, ESPN, HBO going to do their farewell song. Go by, walk off into the wind. I understand you guys can't compete anymore because you really don't want to spend the money. If you had the money and you wanted to spend it, HBO would still be kicking ass and the heavyweight champion of cable, bar none. But they don't want to go that route anymore because they want to spend their times on their little mini series. Good luck, because you ain't got the Sopranos anymore. Without the Sopranos of boxing, I'm not watching HBO. This is the way it is. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, forthcoming. Of course, Johnny Signorella joins us, and maybe you bring a special guest as well. Of course, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, just a fortnight ago, removed from Panama City, of course, Panama, home of the great Roberto Duran, and the site of the 31st annual World Boxing Organization Convention. Props to the WBO and Paco Valcarcel. You're tuned to Ring Talk, baby. live on Sports Byline.